Mike here with my friends Maddie, a couple of very special guests, and of course celebrity chef Pogo, and he's going to talk us through a very well-named meal. Pogo, what are you making for us tonight, my friend?
So what we're going to try to do tonight is Korean-style pogos or corn dogs.
Ah, okay. So pogos or corn dogs. Now, our special guests, would you like to say hello?
Hi, I'm Sienna.
I'm Melody.
Now, these two have known Pogo all their lives, and he's made them plenty of new meals. But for tonight, he's going to make them something they've never tried before, and us neither.
No. I've never made.
And he's never made it. Sous Chef Johnny's probably getting off his plane and heading down to the studio soon.
Very cool.
Pogo, let's talk about what a Pogo is.
It's a hot dog. The traditional Pogo would be in a, why it's also called a corn dog, in a cornmeal batter. We're not going to do that because that's not a thing with the Korean corn dog, which is why I'm happy with the Korean Pogo moniker. Mm-hmm. What we're going to do is there's lots of variations on this, but we're going to try a few of the basics, which are going to be the half hot dog, half cheese, full hot dog, maybe a full cheese, we'll see.
Wow.
And it'll be going in the batter plus the panko slash potato ends, potato fry ends.
Oh, so this is got a potato wrap on it as well?
Well, they're going to be chunks of little square cubes of potato.
Ooh, almost like home fries.
It's all going to get deep fried a la traditional Pogo corn dog.
So, Chef Pogo,
mustard and ketchup.
Chef Pogo, you share your name with these hot dogs. Is there any reason there, or should we maybe get into that later?
I'm not a big fan of frozen food, obviously, but I have also never had a Pogo that I haven't burnt to all hell, forgetting about them because I'm drunk off my ass and passed out.
Well, yeah.
The last part the kids weren't supposed to hear.
Yeah.
But I forgot to do the cover your ears.
Earmuffs.
Kids, cover your ears. Oh, too late. Sorry.
Well, if memory serves, I believe there was one or two boxes of Pogos purchased. And over the course of a week or two, you just burned all of them in separate events.
There was the boxes. There was the $100 fancy timer.
Oh, yes.
Kitchen timer.
Didn't work.
Oh, you burned
beautiful. It could be a bludgeoning object if you ever wanted to do so. But otherwise, was supposed to stop me from burning them.
It was supposed to wake him up.
And it did not
do
that. But you
cooked that as
well. My brother came home to an apartment filled with smoke. Me passed out on the sofa, and this thing screaming, beeping at me, and I was none the wiser.
And then your brother was screaming and beeping at you.
Yes, which he does to this day.
All right, the backstory of the name Pogo is out to the masses. Yeah. This is great.
How about we ask the girls what they sort of think about Korean hot dogs? Are they excited to try them?
Yeah, I'm excited to try them. I've never had one before.
Mm-hmm. But hot dogs are, I believe, one of your favorite foods.
Yeah.
If not the favorite, it was requested on your birthday last year.
Yeah.
Birthday meal, what would you like? Hot dogs it was?
Yeah.
And yourself, ma'am?
I had a few, like a few years ago. And a few months ago, they're really good.
All right, and these are gonna be freshly made, and we're gonna see all the magic.
Yeah,
this is
not burn.
Well, that's why we're all here together.
Don't burn them.
Okay, don't burn them. We're being requested.
I made a bunch of noise there. If you want
to
do that,
that's okay. Yeah,
it's all fine. We're all good.
What do you call a hot dog with its insides removed?
I don't know.
A Halloweenie.
All right, so I see some potatoes on the go. Is that for the outside of...
This is the very tedious part where I have to turn a bunch of potatoes into little small cubes. I have peeled the potatoes. They are sliced in 1 centimeter thick bits. And now I'm gonna dice them basically into 1 centimeter cubes.
Wow, sorry to make you do something tedious. I thought you liked cooking.
Oh, no. It is very tedious. And I do like cooking, but I also like having sous chefs to do the preparatory work for me.
Oh, okay.
But that being said, also what we're going to do here, so we've got the nice kind of stringy mozzarella for adding to the dogs. And we have general all beef hot dogs.
All beef, yes.
But we also have some all beef smokies. If we want to try that.
Okay, I'm in for all of them.
And then obviously we have, oh, we have panko. Yes, question from the crowd.
For the smoky hot dogs, when you make them, does it get smoky?
It might.
Our alarm always goes off whenever we cook. Yeah. It will get smoky almost certainly. We will be trying to keep the oil because they're going to be first boiled. We're going to boil the hot dogs to cook them through, basically. And then we're going to do the breading, and then we're going to deep fry them. The deep frying should be kept at about 350 degrees, but, you know, I don't have a thermometer, so...
Swing it, baby.
Goes.
Yeah.
We'll probably get smoky.
Have you deep fried? Have you deep fried before?
Yeah, I have deep fried many, many, many times.
Here, have you done it here?
At least a few times.
Okay.
Do you have
insurance? Do you have insurance?
I believe so.
Okay.
Oh, look, there's smoke coming out of the back there.
Wow, there's already smoke.
We haven't even started cooking and seeing
smoke
over there. It's
just steam from someone's laundry.
The sausages are already smoking.
Maybe someone else is cooking.
They could be.
Yeah, off I go to cut little cubes.
Okay.
Enjoy those cubes, bud. Tedious cubes.
So, girls, I don't know if you're fans of the podcast, but what we like to do is give our chef a challenge, something he's never made before, for our season finales. Last season, we did the infamous Beef Wellington 9-hour record episode.
The best.
The best. And this is our season finale for this year, so welcome aboard, and we're glad to see you.
We're happy to see you.
Wait, so is this finale going to be 9 hours?
Hopefully not.
Yeah. Actually, no, that was Beef Wellington, which is...
This is probably
going to
be like...
This will be more like...
Yeah, about
8.5 hours.
Yeah.
8.5 hours. Hoagie, you got a beautiful sky at your window tonight, eh?
Yeah,
I always
really
have
nice.
A beautiful sky.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful sky.
Anyways, we're always excited when he makes something brand new, but the namesake, this is going to be very exciting.
Yes, I see another hand up.
You've been in a restaurant? Have you worked in a restaurant?
I have worked in many restaurants.
Hoagie's worked in the restaurant business, but he's out of it now. So now when he cooks, it's just for fun and for eating.
Chef Pogo, have you ever caught a pickle in your fly? Anyway.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So far, in all of our records, no one's lost a finger. We're going to keep that going tonight,
yeah.
If we can help
I
it.
I may have lost a tip. I can't recall.
We lost some salt cellars.
Yeah, we lost some salt.
I know I cracked his skull.
Yeah, you smashed your head that one
smashed
time.
Smashed your head, yeah.
You got tomato sauce in your eye.
Oh, yeah.
And the food was mostly rolling around in the cat hair.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, everything got dropped. Everything.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, everything.
Oh.
There's been a couple of meals that have been close to the floor or on the floor, but mostly we've saved them.
There was one! There was one!
Well, one of them definitely...
And it was one piece of chicken, and I ate it.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
How clean are your
floors? Yeah.
How clean are your floors?
Only because I was expecting guests, they were quite clean.
Okay.
I have a question for the guests.
Yeah.
I'll start with Sienna. Have you ever dropped anything and then eaten it off the floor?
Feel like that's
same question.
A yes already.
Same question for Elodie. Have a think.
I think so once, but they were really clean floors.
Okay, so at home, I assume.
Yeah.
Elodie.
I had peanut butter and crackers, and I was in my bed. Accidentally slipped onto my covers with the peanut butter on the side of my covers, but I still ate it and left it like that.
I remember eating some chips that I dropped at school, some crisps.
Crisps.
That I dropped. And I didn't feel too good. I think I went home early from school because I probably picked up some of the ground.
I remember kids doing that in the cafeteria.
School floors aren't usually clean.
School floors are not clean.
Also, in my school, they have an ant-eating club.
Ew! An ant-eating club?
Oh, I've done that before.
They eat ants in a club.
We have a question.
Yes.
What's the water in the pot going to be for?
It's going to be for flash boiling the potato bits. And I'm going to cover them in cornstarch so when we deep fry them, they're extra crispy on the outside.
What's a flash Gordon boil? What's that?
Flash boil.
Oh.
So I'm going to get water boiling really rapidly and hot, and then I'm going to throw in these items, but it's not like I want to cook it like it's mashed potatoes. I just want to cook it for a bit until it's mostly cooked through, but not quite. And then I'm going to pull them out and then cool them down rapidly because so long as they're hot, they're going to continue cooking. So I'm going to cool them down rapidly, likely with cold water, and then put them in the fridge to cool them down the rest of the way. And I'm going to toss them in the cornstarch, and then it's going to go into a pan so we can dip hot dogs covered in batter into it.
This sounds great. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I imagine the deep fry will make a very cool sound for our record.
It will be...
Ah! Where's my eyebrows gone?
I mean, you have to be very careful with oil.
Yes.
For obvious reasons. It's heavier than water. And needless to say, it will get everywhere and seep into everything. And if it's hot, that hurts.
I've seen videos of when people try to deep fry a turkey. And then it goes out of control on fire. They throw water on it, and it goes way out of control.
Do that.
No.
Never, ever.
So what is that with the water on the oil that makes it?
One measure of whether something's done cooking, if it's something that needs to be cooked well done, is when it is floating and or when the bubbles have died down. And so the bubbles are created by the water coming out of whatever it is you've thrown in there. And so when the bubbles die down, that generally suggests you've drained the thing of its water and replaced it with this hot oil, which means it's certainly cooked because that oil is 350 degrees, which is bang on good. But yeah, that's what that is. So throwing water in on oil, again, water will bounce off of the oil.
Wow.
So,
jeez.
If it's super hot and boiling and bubbling and you throw it in there, it's just going to jump out 350 degrees hotter than when you put it in there.
Science.
Science.
So, yeah, you don't want to do it.
Okay.
And it's ultimately that applies to any grease fire, whether it happens on the grill. You throw water on it, you can wash it off, and it'll fall into the basin, into your grease trap, and depending how filled your grease trap is, you could just ignite a fire on your grease trap instead, right?
Yikes. So what you're saying, Pogo, is when I drop some friends off at the pool and they're floating, they're done, they're ready to eat, they're cooked.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's the math.
It's a weird one, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Let's move on from there.
Your water is on? Is that water boiling?
I diced the potatoes.
Is the water on?
It's not. It's just...
Wow, just sitting here. There. Just water sitting there. You're hoping that...
I'm going to put salt in the water. Whenever you're trying to boil something or bring the temperature up, and you have a thing that has a lid, put the lid on.
Okay.
That's just news for people that don't know. But that'll make it heat up faster.
Mm-hmm. And there's something about salt in the water too, right? That heats it up faster as well?
And there's debate about that. Water has a certain boiling point. I don't know what salt water's boiling point is, whether it's lower or higher, but it's good for flavor at the very least.
Because I know when you cook pasta, you're supposed to put some salt in the water too, aren't you?
And it can break down bubbling.
Oh.
Right? Like, you put salt in beer, bubbles gone.
I've seen people do that in bars. I've seen old boys. They take a little salt in their beer.
Yeah. So they don't get all gassy.
So that's to drink up beer faster, you put salt in it.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that. I don't think I knew what it was about.
So I think it's slower.
I think faster. You can drink it faster is the idea.
Yeah.
But then the other good thing to do with bubbles, if you have an open lid and it's bubbling up, is just put something over top of it. Like a
pot of oil.
Like a spoon, like that.
And what's that do?
Yeah, it keeps the bubbles.
It gets attracted to the spoon and it just absorbs and pops the bubbles as the bubbles hit it. And they just sort of cave in on themselves.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, it's not
right,
past
so if it's building a mountain, this hits the tip.
Oh.
And everything just caves in.
I almost want to see it, but I know it makes a mess. Another time I'll do it at home.
Yeah,
just for the fun of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what I said by this was, I put a wooden spoon across the top of a pot.
Yes.
To make that clear to the fact that this is not visual and I always assume it is.
It's a very descriptive program we run here. Very descriptive.
Without the description, it's like, it's kind of a recipe. It's mostly, listen to my voice.
That's what we're here for.
And mine.
And yours.
And mine.
And yours.
My jokes?
He's a professional.
Make sure you stay this side of the table.
Yeah, when the hot oil is out, stay on this side of the table.
Safety first, yeah. Actually, I might go into the house next door. When
yeah, me too. Maybe we'll go to the
house. You just have to stand over there behind the plastic sheet.
Oh yeah, the plastic sheet.
You got a fire extinguisher?
We have a tarp.
Just a question.
That is a good question.
Talk to our parents about that. We keep mentioning that.
What have they got to do with it? They don't live here.
Is that because they're the landlords?
Technically. We threw that back on them.
That you're the landlords?
You're the landlords.
Where's my fire? Yeah, but when I rented, I had to have my own fire extinguisher.
I've purchased one once.
Yeah, we actually have one in our kitchen handy if need be.
Yeah.
Really?
But I fight fire with my mind.
The cupboard beside the dishwasher, just a little bit back, there's a fire extinguisher.
Absolutely.
We have one in the hallway.
I have water. What do I need?
We just discussed.
Water makes it worse.
Yep.
Yeah. I just leave it so I always kind of need a wee. Never know, right? I never know. Man, if there's a fire.
Yeah, water's like the last resort on fire, because it's like, it's really not doing much good, because it just pushes the fire along for the most part. Yes!
What about sand?
Sand is great. Sand is fantastic, unless you're trying to cook steaks for people in a restaurant and the grill catches on fire. You really don't want to throw sand on it. The customers... They complain about that. They're like, steak, it's a bit sandy. Yes.
What about gasoline? I heard that works too.
To put a fire out?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, technically, if you burn something down to a hunk of coal, it will eventually stop being capable of containing heat. And yes, the fire will go out. This is the concept behind a contained fire, where you intentionally burn dead parts of forests that you know are otherwise going to be susceptible to a lightning strike at some random point. And you just burn it to the ground, because, it's otherwise kindling.
Pogo, when he was a child, he did a few uncontrolled burns of forests.
It was just one.
Just one.
But it was really good.
It was
and
a
there
doozy.
Were some hard-learned lessons.
Oh, wow. I don't know this story.
Oh, yeah.
You burnt the forest down?
No, not quite. So, there was this part of the forest that had this fort built by teenagers that were like,
and
we acknowledged that as children and were ever interested in it. It was by a highway bypass. One of us found a lighter, wasn't quite working. I was like, pass it on to the other kid, got it working. The other kid started lighting these reeds on fire and they burst into flames. And they were reeds. So if you can imagine reeds like my fingers here, you've got reeds here, and then you have reeds here, and then you have reeds here, and you have reeds here. And so these reeds down here caught on fire, and he tried to put them out by stamping his foot on the fire, which is, you know, a thing you do. But all it did was compress these other reeds that basically was like pumping oxygen into the fire.
Very efficient.
And it just went kaboom out of nowhere, and there was this like 5-foot square fire around us all, we started jumping into the actual clay water creek and tried to throw clay and water on it. And we're like, this is not happening. And we just ran and it burnt to the ground.
Oh my God.
Statue of limitations.
And I wish I didn't tell that in front of your kid.
My sister, one of my
sisters, was your age.
One of my sisters was dating a Mora. And he had a fire in the garden and didn't put it out properly and went to bed.
Mm.
And it caught the fence on fire. And the fence that was between the two gardens on the other side, the neighbor's fence, we had his prize pigeon shed.
Oh no.
With all his prize carrier pigeons.
Oh no.
So it's very popular in England to keep carrier pigeons. You take them places and they find their way home. They're really trained. And they all died.
Oh.
He burnt the neighbor's pigeons to death.
Oh.
And but he was like, she was dating Gumbo from that movie. Gumbo. Oh, Gumbo. Like it was terrible. It was terrible.
Mm.
Well, hopefully not today.
One of my last kitchen managers ever. I hope to God I never have another kitchen manager. Restaurants always use secondhand equipment, right?
Really?
Yeah, almost always, oh, right? Like, it's all about buying that place that already has the equipment in place.
Oh.
So you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
But it's always like, you know, the pilot doesn't stay lit. And so needless to say, we had this oven range where the pilot didn't stay lit. And
that's so dangerous.
The cook that's supposed to open the station calls in sick. And he's like, well, fuck, I guess I have to open your station. So he goes to open his station and lights the pilot and hawks away, gets distracted on some phone call, and then goes to turn light the pilot after the gas has been running for so long.
Boom!
And kaboom! Gets blasted across the kitchen, which is this far. So steel oven here, steel wall of fridges here. They're made out of steel. And he just goes, puts a dent into the metal cabinet.
Holy cow!
For where his body went. And, you know, he was off for a day or two and then back. And he's like, oh, this guy was such a clown. He made me make a bolognese sauce. We ran out of pork and ground beef. And he made me grind up hot dogs.
Ew.
Wow.
And into the bolognese sauce.
That's so wrong.
And I was like, this is wrong. And the head chef came in at changeover and was like, can I stop selling this? And he was like, who told you to do that? And I was like,
were people complaining?
You're a sous chef.
Did they like it? Was there compliments?
No, was like, stop right away, please, I beg you.
I mean, did anyone eat it and go, this is great?
No, people never do that.
No.
Although, I did have that customer once, which I'm sure I've mentioned before. You guys have to edit that out. That's not my job. That told me they wanted a well-done steak with no char marks and no char. And I'm like, they call it char-broiled or flame-broiled. And these are just words used to describe a thing. They don't mean anything, but needless to say, if you stick meat onto hot iron, it will burn it black eventually, and that's technically what you would call char/egg-grilled steak. And this guy was like, no char. And I'm like, okay. And it was a blackened steak, no less, which, if you understand what a blackened steak is, you cover it with so much spice and like powdered spice that when you throw it on the grill, it goes and lights up in flames and burns into the steak meat.
What sound does it make?
It goes.
Oops.
But anyways, I microwaved the steak.
Oh.
Oh God.
And then I threw it on into a pan to cook it, and then I threw it onto the grill at the last second just to like give it some depressions by pushing it into the grill.
Yeah.
And I served it up, and he came back and said it was the best steak he ever had. And I was like, all right, man.
Enjoy.
How long are you boiling those spuds for?
That's probably a time and a half.
We're not having mashed potatoes, are we?
Nope.
Stand back.
This is how you drain pots. You don't need a fancy thing, you just need a pot.
You mean a colander?
Yeah, colander.
That's what I use.
That's what you don't need.
Yeah.
Because here's what you want to do immediately after. Put cold water in it so it doesn't taste cooking.
I see two very nice looking pans of blanched potatoes, tiny cubes that I've heard of been annoying to create. And so this is for the outside, the batter, or this is?
This is gonna go on the outside.
On the outside, okay. It looks similar to hash browns, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, okay. Wow. So what is our next step we're doing here?
I don't know.
I hope you figured out, because we're here for dinner.
The kitchen has crumbled without a sous chef.
I know. I thought his plane would have landed by now.
It's falling apart.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll make do, and if, you know, Pogo, there's something that we can sous chef, let us know. There's only one potato on the floor so far, but I'm afraid if you step on it, it's going to squish.
I need to dry these off and then coat them in cornstarch.
Okay.
Cool. Sounds good.
Now, Pogo, are these going to be on sticks in the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What kind of sticks are you using? Like a skewer or wooden sticks. Those are almost like you'd make a kebab out of, eh?
Yep.
A sous chef has entered the kitchen.
What?
The stunned look on Ellie's face just now is priceless.
You need to help.
Why?
Cook. Because Johnny's not here.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. It's all you.
Yeah, sorry. Can you,
it's all on you.
If this goes wrong, it's your fault.
Oh, no. You're getting all the blame.
Sorry.
No. She's out. Is that the panko going in?
That's yeast.
Yeast, okay.
Yeast. This is a big thing.
So there's a dough involved.
Yes.
Oh, shoot, okay. Now, yeast is something I have very little knowledge about. I've seen people use it for pizzas, but I have no clue how to cook with yeast. There's a rising thing. I just don't understand it. It does make a great pizza dough, though. I've had a great pizza dough from it.
You just want to warm it. Get it, sauces flowing,
I like that.
It's all nice and bubbly, you mix it in with whatever you're making.
So you're going to do like a dough, and you're going to have to roll these things into the dough, I guess. I'm really fascinated by how this is going to go, Maddie, I have no clue.
Yeah. If he pulls this off, I'll be amazed.
This could be a great season 2 finale if this works well.
Yeah.
Okay, it's hard at work. Again, no sous chef present, so this is all Pogo all the time tonight.
I can sense the pressure.
Yeah,
the pressure. Almost like he's sort of taking a penalty.
Oh,
you know that kind of pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he gonna score?
So what else goes in with the yeast then?
Generally, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, and people will do their I mix this and this together, and I mix that and that together, and you know, wets and dries and whatnot. For the time being, we're just going to let the yeast do its thing in the warm water.
And that's
a little bit of sugar.
Rising? Is that what it does?
No, it's going to start bubbling.
Okay.
Going to activate the yeast. Is that right?
Hmm?
Is that right? You're activating the yeast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, again, it's something I very rarely use, if ever.
No.
Yeah, I think I made a pizza dough once, and I didn't do a great job of rolling it out. It just kind of wouldn't become a nice circle for me.
Yeah.
So I think I kind of gave up on yeast and dough at that point. I didn't have the hands to get it properly on the pan.
Have you ever done the pizza dough with a beer? You can just use a beer because that's got yeast in it.
Oh, that'd be good.
Just pouring the flour.
No.
Some Carlsberg.
Really?
Yeah.
I would try that for
sure.
That's
got enough yeast in it to make a pizza dough.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't need to use actual yeast.
Well, okay. Beer. Oh, good question.
Yeah, this is what I tried first.
So why don't you fry the potatoes, Pogo?
They're not being fried.
These are all the details we need to know. Open up, buddy.
At
share
this
with
point,
us.
Like, ultimately, I need to shake them with cornstarch and then leave them out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we're going to dip it in it like it's panko when the dough is made.
Oh, these are going to be great, Maddie.
Yeah. What are you doing there, Pogo?
Adding some eggs.
Okay, so eggs, yeast. This is all part of the dough.
Water.
A lot of whisking, a lot of stirring,
uh-huh,
as we can probably hear.
He does need a sous chef, doesn't he?
He really does. He's doing lost. Everything himself. Yeah.
Pacing back and forth feverishly.
So this is the batter almost prepared, I guess.
Yeah, we're getting there.
I'm really interested to see how you're going to roll this around the dogs. This is, I'm being impressed. I've seen him roll up a Wellington, and that was a whole thing.
Yeah.
But now he's doing like 15 little tiny all beef Wellingtons.
Yeah, is there a trick to get it around the sausage?
This still needs to do its thing.
Yeah.
I'm adding some other things to it.
Some secret things?
A secret sauce?
Coffee cream?
Was that half and half cream you put in there?
It was.
Nice. A nice creamy batter. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
This kitchen does have a different feel to it, Pogues. Is it one of the better kitchens you've cooked in the last couple years? Because I like the shape of it, and you seem to move around it well.
Yeah. For sure. It is hands down a better kitchen than most have had to deal with.
Just because I don't know what you're doing, why is there aluminum foil now in the bowl? What does that do?
Because we haven't quite worked out our recycling plastic rule.
Mm-hmm.
But that should be saran wrap or wet towel.
Oh, okay. But what is it doing by covering it? What's the advantage?
I'm just allowing it to mix with its gassing off.
Okay. Wasn't that guy a science fiction writer? Gasimov?
Isaac Asimov?
Yeah, that's him. Flatulent fella.
Yeah, I ate a lot of beans.
Yeah. Cool. So that's a lot of potatoes you've made. Are they all getting the potato treatment?
No, I think you made too many.
I probably cut too many, yeah.
Do we dare make some hash browns to go on the side? You just have them already to go.
I mean...
You know, you can make yourself a nice brunch tomorrow, get some fresh hash browns, or do them tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the leftovers. You love cooking with leftovers.
Oh. As per usual... Oh, there's flour all over your phone, and now it's all over your pants. Oh, boy. That's a lot of flour on your phone, buddy. Oh, bang. Woo. Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
That's it.
So you got some paint. I guess one's ceramic, one's aluminium. Or no,
one for panko, one for potatoes.
This is how when I do my when I do battered fish, I get one little thing for the egg and one for the breadcrumbs. So you make yourself stations.
Pop.
Yeah.
I remember we did that for the chicken grenades.
Ooh,
I remember we had
those
them.
Were so good.
We had two plates. That's plates right. of breadcrumbs, plates of... Yeah.
That was an incredible meal.
That was the last amazing. Time I was invited into Chef Pogo's kitchen.
Oh, wow,
I got my hands dirty there.
Well, when there's a sous chef around, you usually don't have to get too involved.
No.
You know, today he may need an extra hand, which we're here to give if you need, sir.
Yeah.
You know, we've been known to bum around a kitchen here and there. I'm more of a barbecue guy myself, but I'd be happy to help with whatever you need.
Did you say you set the fire alarm off here regularly, Pogo? Was that
it's
true?
It's a terrible system.
That's good. No, we like the sound.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I don't know what's left to do.
You don't know what's left to do? Are we just waiting for the yeast?
Oh, the dough, right.
Well, do you want to come have a sit if you're waiting for a few minutes?
Yeah,
or?
We can wait for a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. How long does it take to rise?
Like half an hour.
Okay. So, can I ask, what research have you done for this tonight of something you've never made before?
I watched a bunch of videos.
Like YouTube stuff?
Nice.
Yeah,
okay. And did they do it with exactly what you have, or are you doing what I love, by the way, the Pogo Improvise, where he looks at a couple recipes, and you taught me this, to look at like three recipes, and almost do your own little bit of jazz by the end. Yeah. Well, Esper always, I can't wait to try it. Something that Pogo has never made before. He's never let me down.
No. He's a very reliable kitchen.
It's one thing about the depth of your cooking abilities, Pogo, that I don't think you get enough credit for. You can make something that you've made 1,000 times perfectly, or something you've never made before also comes out really well.
Yeah.
Kudos to you, sir.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Big props.
I don't necessarily agree with that, but... Sure.
Oh my goodness, when have we ever not eaten a good meal here?
You know, what meals aren't good when you're hungry?
What?
What meals aren't good when you're hungry?
Oh, what meals aren't good when you're hungry?
Yeah, agreed, but we've never had been served shite here.
No.
Never.
I've had better meals made by Pogo than most restaurants would ever have. for sure.
Yeah.
In fact, that's kind of the fun thing about some of these recipes you make, Pogo. You just can't get them in a restaurant. No. Pizza Priazzo.
Oh, God.
Meatloaf lasagna. Oh. Well, beef Wellington you could, but there's no way it'd be as good as homemade over the course of nine long hours.
I still have nightmares of saying no to taking some of that pizza home.
Oh.
Piazza Milano.
One of the worst decisions we've ever made.
Yeah, do you want to take any of this home? Nah, that's fine. What a big mistake that was.
Whoa, no, was that another salt shaker? Oh, just the top. Okay, just we're good. Bit. We're good. Okay, that part bounced. We're okay. Yeah. Good, good, good. Okay, as per usual on the Pogo cast, I like to find these user emails from Facebook. Let me just go through Pogo. If you have time for one or two.
Sure.
Here's one from Emily. And she is saying, have you ever made a meal for the first time that you were disappointed by?
Chicken cacciatore.
Chicken cacciatore.
I don't know that dish. What is that?
So it's like hunter's chicken or something. It's Italian. Generally, it would be like tomatoes with like, I would throw in your typical roasted peppers, red onions, and maybe even zucchini and mushrooms and stuff. And chicken. And
sounds good.
Generally, it would be like, you know, skin on bone in chicken, or something like that. But A, the first time I cooked it, I burnt it.
Oh!
But B, it was just too much flavor, maybe, is the word I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose I could try it more often and do out a little version, but it's a hard dish to do well.
Interesting. I made a meal for the first time.
It's basically a stew.
Oh, like an Italian stew, I guess you'd call it, almost. Yeah.
Okay.
The meal I made recently from scratch from a recipe, it was like a bed of rice with chicken on top.
Nice.
And the chicken, and the chicken had this sauce that was like a spinach and artichokes, a little cream and basil. It was really, really good. Whoop, hey, careful. But the only problem is I overdid the sauce a little bit, so it was a little too over, like, it was almost a little burned, some of the sauce coming out.
Yeah,
I think I had the heat too high, but it's one that I definitely want to try again and try and do better at, for sure. But that was my recent, I wasn't thrilled with it, but I can see where it would be good. Matt, you're a cook. Have you made something like that?
I've made a few bad cakes. Bacon is not my thing, right? So I like to cook, but bacon is science, and I've made a few dry cakes.
Yeah, I'm with Maddie on that.
Oh, I skipped all those. Yes, that's technically the answer.
Baking.
I hate baking.
Yeah. I've got a question.
Because it's science and you can't play around with it as much as I like to play around with things.
Yeah.
And it's just no, you ruined it. It's too dense and it couldn't hold its shape.
I have another question from one of our fans. It's from Sarah, and she's asking, Pogo, is it important for your significant other to be good at cooking, or do you like to cook for them, and are you single?
I am single. I do like to cook. I don't like feeling like cooking is a responsibility.
Good point. Yeah.
You know, it's something I've been paid to do, so feeling like it's my chore, I don't like as much.
Okay. To follow up on her question, I guess there's a similar statement of when you've been in a relationship, are you the primary chef for all the meals, or have you been with people who have split the duties?
That's it. I like to cook. I'll cook a lot of meals, but I definitely like having food cooked for me too.
Yes.
Surprise.
Okay, so Sarah, I hope you're listening.
Creativity involved in that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in my relationships, I do prefer everyone takes a turn at cooking, because sometimes you just don't have it in you. Sometimes you're just like,
I don't
even want to boil pasta. Can someone just do it for me? But when you have some time, it's always nice to impress somebody with a meal, like he does with us when we come over, and all of a sudden, he makes an incredible meal. I won't date this podcast, but Pogo did make an entire turkey dinner recently. Wow.
Yeah.
Just knocked it out of the park.
There was a ham involved as well.
And there was a ham involved as well. But you knocked it out of the park with
multiple meats.
An entire turkey dinner. It was just outstanding. Outstanding.
Yes, let's take our orders. We have beef smokies or just regular hot dog, beef hot dogs.
Ooh. Okay, so the guests are coming back
beef,
in, ladies.
Beef is all you get.
You're coming back in. So Pogo's taking orders. Please tell him how many and of which you would like.
What are the options?
So you get a beef smoky or a regular beef hot dog, and you can have that with or without cheese.
I'll take a regular beef hot dog with cheese.
With cheese.
I will have both.
Ooh.
So regular hot dog and cheese.
Okay.
And maybe one that's just cheese.
Oh, maybe one that's
Ooh.
Just cheese. All right.
Wait, with no dog?
Yeah.
Wow, I guess that's an option, isn't it?
That's bonkers.
It is.
Okay, okay. But this is why you guys are here, to throw a couple of curveballs at our boy.
Yeah. Test our boy.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you can help him make
that
one then.
Well, sous chef Elodie has entered the kitchen.
Well, I don't know. Like, how are you going to deep fry it? With, like, it on the stick?
These are good questions.
What?
Are you going to deep fry it with the stick on?
Yeah.
So, you, like, grab a slice of cheese. You put the dough around it. Then you deep fry it.
Are we clear on the orders, or are we just kind of going to wing it?
I'm kind of winging it.
Perfect. I feel growing up, barbecue time, my dad would always say, okay, how many hot dogs, how many hamburgers? And you'd tell him, but then he'd just throw a whole bunch of stuff on anyway.
Yeah.
And it usually just got eaten.
Yeah. You have a question for Pogo, Elodie?
No, I'm just watching.
No.
Okay, that's fine. Put up a chair if you want
to
watch.
Do you want to get closer to the action and see what he's doing? There's no fire yet.
No.
No? Okay.
I'll just stay put here.
There are sharp knives, though, is the thing. But he's pretty good with them. Let me just move my chair over.
Come on in.
Come
around so you're closer to the equipment.
Come in. So this is our season 2 finale, you see.
Yeah.
Pogo making pogos.
Yes.
We've had a whole long season of other things. We made Canadian, Chinese, Asian food.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. We had a nice brunch.
Yeah.
We did a barbecue.
Yeah.
And we're always looking for new ideas for season 3. So again, listeners, if you have a weird request that you want Pogo to try and make, let us know and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know, Pogo, there's still a few people who have expressed interest in coming to a live recording. Just to enjoy the food and the experience. So perhaps season 3 we'll have a couple more special guests.
Sure.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, we want to get, you know, TV sponsors and just do the show on TV.
Oh, I'd love to do an episode with Pogo's parents.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get the folks in here for a record.
How about
Nana? My mom? Yeah, my mom would be funny.
She quite likes Pogo. They get along quite well.
They used to share cigarettes together.
That's right, when they both smoked.
I need help. Elodie, come here.
I'm here.
Elodie, how do I make this food stretch?
What?
So there's enough for everyone.
Stretch food.
Okay. That's a weird question, but okay.
What?
Exactly.
Do you need Elodie to help with the portions?
I need to portion this so there's enough for what everyone asked for.
Is there one with just mozzarella?
I don't see how.
Your request may have been out of Chef Pogo's control. Okay.
These ones are the beef. We have 3 of the beef smokies, 3 regulars, and 1 regular.
Now, are they all halves?
They're half hot dogs or a little over half with cheese on the other half.
Okay, so how many all in?
7.
Oh, we need like 12.
I know.
Yeah.
So get on it.
Yeah. Well, we're running out of cheese.
or maybe slim down on those great big blocks of cheese on there.
Well, it's a bit late. They're cut.
Yeah, but you've got...
Cut off and halve them, yeah.
Don't you have 2... You got 2 pieces of cheese on each dog, right?
Yeah.
Go for 1 on each.
Yeah, it's one.
That's perfect.
Cheese, yeah.
No, there's never enough cheese.
Ooh.
There's never a lot of cheese.
Does she have French background
in her? I'm wrapping around.
So.
Yeah, I'd say.
It needs to be the length.
Look at the cheese.
That's a
dog.
Dude. That's
normal size.
That's
the recipe. Oh, sous chef and chef are informing me those ridiculous dogs.
What do we know?
I mean,
Pogo, I see things being rolled in potato and panko there, mate. Panko. What's happening?
I'm trying.
It's looking good.
I feel like I need a sous chef.
I definitely think I need a sous chef.
Okay.
Oh.
Now, Elodie, this is the part of the night where we start getting some serious sound effects from Chef Pogo.
Yeah.
You'll hear some pans banging, maybe a little yelling and pain if he gets a little too close to the fire.
It's
But this is a fun part of the night where the cooking actually starts. Oh, that's a lot of oil.
I'm hungry, so better be good.
Oh, you're in for a real treat here. You're in for a real treat. Now, that's a lot of oil. We don't have a fire extinguisher. Should I get a big jug of water ready?
No, you should get a phone ready.
A phone ready? Oh, genius.
Fire extinguisher.
Influencing. I like this.
Awesome night.
Yeah.
Genius.
Of course.
Did you say you're not getting involved? Oh, because you're really involved here. And that's the skillet you're going to deep fry in? Is that correct?
I'm going
to... More of a wok, I guess?
Yeah. Probably.
Okay.
Wok is bigger, but sides on
the... Oh, right, the big... Yeah. Now, is this where you should be wearing an apron or safety goggles?
But I don't have any. I should probably take this off.
Okay, we're losing layers. He's looking good. There's some hot oil over there, I think, but it's under control.
Yeah.
Do you need to roll all these things before the oil goes in, or what's the...
I'm devastated by how difficult this looks.
So it's not going well, then?
I mean, the dough stuck to the dog beautifully.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be able to cook one at a time.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, and I forgot to cook them.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Wait, what? Oh, you didn't cook the dogs. So they're not cooked.
No, they're cooking the...
Yeah, they
can be good. Yeah, sure they do.
Do they?
Well, we're going to find out.
I thought it's the dough.
I don't want to get salmonella.
No, the hot dogs are already cooked. It's fine, but...
Oh, yeah.
This is why I need a sous chef.
Do you need to have the dogs cooked before they go...
I mean, there were multiple recipes. One said do, others said don't.
Yeah?
So we're going with the don't.
Yeah, you'd be alright. I mean, hot dogs are cooked already, you realise.
There was one recipe we looked at where it's like, pre-boil the hot dog.
We'll see if it works.
Can't boil.
This could be a maze or a soggy mess.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's one? It's huge!
It looks like a deep-fried squirrel.
You've used 400 potatoes and all the panko. That's one? Dude, we could be cutting that up like a roast.
We could. And the main, potatoes.
Yeah, I feel like you've really done that one up.
Made an uber one.
Because to make 10 of those, you're going to need 4 pounds of potatoes and a giant bag of panko, I think.
We have tons of panko.
Okay.
Panko is not an issue.
In my brain, I was going to eat these off the stick, but it looks like a knife and fork job almost.
Oh my goodness.
So that's one, Sienna, so you're going to have to eat 3 of those.
How about half?
How about half? What do you think, though? Doesn't that look like a knife and fork kind of meal?
Yeah.
So I want to get a little closer look here of the spinning in the deep fryer. Ooh, God, it looks good. Okay, maybe we don't need 12 of these things. They are gigantic.
One each.
My goodness. Well, when I thought about a hot dog, I thought we'd have a hot dog. Oh, with that noise.
The oven's reheating.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah, he's going to keep them in the oven. Keep them warm.
Yeah.
How you doing, Pogo?
Good.
I'm hearing sizzling over there.
You've done very well without your sous chef.
MVP, most valuable Pogo.
Yeah.
Oh, sizzle.
Considering. All things considering.
Ooh, those are sizzling nice, eh?
Yeah.
There's quite a smell in here, too. It's the panko with a little bit of...
Yeah.
Hot dog and cheese.
Potato.
Yeah.
Oh, potatoes.
I don't think I have any more dough. That's the end of the line.
Yeah.
Road of dough.
How many did you manage?
How many did we get?
I got 4 here. That's 5.
5? Well, there's 5 of us.
They are massive.
That's 1 each. I don't know if they're hot dogs or beef things.
Are you going to put them in the oven?
Yeah.
Well, once you make all of them, I imagine they're going to go in. Yeah.
Just to sort of warm them through.
Might be able to get them now.
I'm very confident that your decision to go from 10 to 5 is a good idea because they are gigantic.
That's 4. So you're going to go, and that's 4.
Yeah. Oh, that's not 5, that's 4, right. Basic counting, but important counting.
I think you can squeeze it fit.
Well, we're out of dough, did I hear?
I know my Korean hot dog math.
Ah!
I think you can get a fifth out of there, folks.
I've lost count now. So we're up to five or four?
We're up to all.
We're up to all. And all. Is that five?
I believe it was five.
Now, I see you have a whole bunch of hot dogs just cut up. Should we just be making those to eat them, or do we have enough meal as it is? Because I don't. If you throw in all those half hot dogs, I'd be horrified.
I already ate them. Or you, two pieces left.
Look at his face.
How many uncooked hot dogs did you eat?
So how long do you think they need in the oven to make sure that dough know, that dough is done? This.
Well, we're working on instinct here.
You're the expert, right?
Yeah.
A little longer.
The well, technical fair. Term, Maddie, is a little longer.
Fair.
Okay.
Is the Korean hot dog done yet?
Why are you picking it yourself?
Okay.
I don't know. Somebody else has to serve, and I can't bring myself.
So.
Okay, so can I suggest that Pogo, come sit down over here.
No, we have to sit at the table.
No, but just for now.
Oh.
Come sit down here and talk into there with Elodie. Ask Elodie what she makes when she's cooking in the kitchen. Sit here.
What do you make when you're cooking in the kitchen?
Usually one of those quick, easy ramen packets or pasta.
Pasta and ramen packets don't sound right together, but...
No, not together.
That's cool. And pasta, what kind of pasta you like? And how do you like your... I like udon every now and again. I want to try udon craft dinner,
but
I haven't yet. Udon's the big fat.
Yeah.
What kind of pasta you like?
I like the shells or the noodles.
Shells like the shells.
Yeah, the shells.
But noodle like pasta anything noodles. Else.
Oh, yeah. I would say maybe another 10, 15.
Oh, jeez, eh?
Yeah. Oh, I'm hungry.
The gooey.
Tad spices.
Do you want to eat raw dough, right?
No.
I mean, it's not the end of the world.
No, but, you know, I watch a lot of baking shows, and they always say, you don't want the dough on the back, right?
No. It's self-importance.
And they're back.
I think this is going to be a disaster, but we shall see.
You're calling this a disaster? I don't know, man. It smells lovely.
As lovely as hot dogs can smell.
Probably be easy to bring the plates.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're going to go knives and forks, I think?
Yeah. Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah, they're too big for mouths.
Okay.
Holding on to.
I got mine.
Nice. Now, I just want to check, are there hot dogs still on the counter that should go in the fridge? Or are those just empty packages?
Yeah, there's some in there already.
Okay, well, we should put these back in the fridge here.
I'll have whatever anyone else doesn't want.
Well, there's one each, bud.
Special guests, I'd like to say this is a very important part of the meal. We don't say grace, but we do appreciate Pogo for the meal he has provided us, and Pogo we trust, and... Let's try his meal for the first time he's never made. Let's see how this goes. Dig in, everyone. Dig all in. Right. Okay.
All right.
Wait for a bit.
That's you want good. Yours to wait? Is it really hot?
Yeah, mine's super hot.
Definitely cut up. So to make it clear to the viewer and the listener, we are indeed using a knife and fork because these things are gigantic.
Massive.
Yeah, massive is the word. I would say mine is bigger than a cob of corn.
Mine's... Definitely thicker.
Thicker, yes. Now, Sienna, you do have some beautiful-looking cheese blobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're a fan of the cheese blobs, so that's good
about
news.
About the size of a squirrel.
A squirrel?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, at least... Yeah.
Squirrel's
awesome
pepper, though.
Yeah, I know.
Woo! Look at this. Cheese and potatoes.
Look at these things. Oh, my goodness, Pogo. Wow.
How do I even eat this?
Knife and fork, dude.
Yeah, I guess.
Wow, look at that. Pogo, these look amazing. So, Sienna, it's basically a French fry crust with cheese and hot dog in the middle.
Amazing.
Yeah. Holy cow.
It's stringy cheese.
Thank you so much, Pogo. This is amazing, dude.
I'm trying to divide up the pieces, but the cheese isn't letting me.
Oh, what do we call cheese at home?
Food glue.
Food glue. Exactly. Exactly.
This is kind of like chewing gum. Look at that.
That's perfect.
It's 8.5 out of 10.
8.5. That's a high rank.
That's precise.
That's a good rank.
What would you say it was compared to the one you had from the store?
Oh, the one that I had from the store was 11 out of 10.
Whoa! You're saying the store one was better than Pogo's?
I mean, they have a bit more work. They know how to...
Now, the difference is...
They may have been Korean.
They may have been Korean. The difference also would be is that Pogo's never made these before.
Yeah.
And
they have experience.
And they have experience, yeah. But I'd like to point out these
are good.
And they were made with love.
Yes.
Yes.
I can taste
that. You can taste the love, right?
Yeah. Love, yeah. Frustration, tedium.
Eating a meal with Pogo is like a nice warm hug from a friend.
Mm.
Aww.
Aww. I've described other things that way.
Like what? Give me an example.
I can't say.
Ah. In front of the children? Or you just don't remember?
Or the audience.
Or the audience. All right, fair enough, fair enough. Okay. Now, nice. You better eat that, Pogo.
Oh, I won't. No, I will, because it's the cheese part that I've left. So mm-hmm. It's like, how can I not?
Mm. This potato crust, though. So this is the panko and potato all mixed together. Wow, it's really
it works.
Good.
It works great.
I like it.
Yeah. Oh, I Santa likes it too. Good.
I believe I got a smoky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Girls, as we sign out of our season finale, season two finale, some final words from our special guests.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye is a word. All right.
That's a good one.
And?
I thought the food was good. Bye.
She thought the food was good. Bye. Maddie, Pogo, last words of season two.
I win. I finish mine first.
It's always a race.
Bit too big.
These were delicious, Pogo. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well done.
They were delicious, but also big. Yeah.
The Lego fell in my face.
Without a sous chef, too.
I took fiber pills all week, and I dropped poops all week.
Great dinner conversation, too. That's a nice thing about being here.